So we were fascinated yesterday. We did a story that you are working on a new drama series, I guess, for Showtime about the mafia. Can you tell us anything about that?
Yeah, well, I can't tell too much because I don't. We don't know yet. but I've been keeping a chronology on mob history in New York, well, since I started covering this stuff many years ago, and it turned out to run around 280 to 300 pages, single spaced. And I showed it to Brian Grazer, who's a friend of mine, and he said, "Oh my God, this is a history. We can use this. Let me show it to Terry Winter." And Terry is an incredible showrunner, incredible writer. He wrote, I think, at least a third or maybe half of the Sopranos episodes, many of them my favorites. And so I've known him over the years, and I couldn't imagine being in business with somebody better than Terry Winter in this subject, you know, because he also did a Boardwalk Empire. I mean, he just knows this stuff. And
absolutely.
That's what happened. So we all sort of just got on phones together since nobody can do much in travel or anything like that. And I mean, we were all in sync anyway. And I'd already worked with Brian Grazer. I'd known him for years, but I was the executive producer with him on American Gangster, the Denzel Washington film, that Ridley Scott directed. And so we all got on very well, and it seemed like a natural thing to do, and that's what we're in the process of doing.
Do you have a title yet for the series?
No, I don't. You know what happens with titles is, you've got something you put on the top of your page, but at a certain point as you write the script, or even when you write a book, I mean, somehow, without knowing where it is, somehow the title appears in the book. It's in your subconscious, wherever it comes, Michael. You're typing along, and you say, oh, that's the title. It was, in that paragraph there. It might be two words, three words, whatever it is. So my guess is that the title will probably come from when the writing begins, when Terry starts really getting into it.
You know, I'm sure I'm one of a million people that have come up to you and said that Goodfellas is one of their favorite movies of all time. I'll sit down and watch it, even though I've seen it 100 times on USA Network through the commercials, because it's that good. Tell me what the writing process was for that movie for you.
I did a book. I wrote a book called Wise Guy. It did very well. It's really my first book, and it did very well. And Marty Scorsese, Irwin Winkler saw it and called Marty Scorsese. Irwin Winkler's the producer of Raging Bull, as well as many other Marty movies. And he called. I didn't know Marty. And Irwin called Marty and said, "You got to look at this book." And so Marty did. And then I got a call from Marty saying, "I want to talk to you about it. Let's do it. I want to do this." And he said, I'd love to write it with you. I want to write it with you. Well, I mean, I was a Marty Scorsese fan long before I met him. And I'd seen everything he'd ever done many times, just like you, through anything. And so that was a joy. And he and I, our first meeting, we both sat down and we both had the book. And he said, "Go home and pull out of the book where you see the spine of the movie." And he said, "I'll do the same thing. And then we'll come back and compare the two spines we see, you know? I mean, for instance, in the book, Henry Hill goes into the army. Well, we don't need that for the movie." And so I left that off my spine. And when we got back together, both of our outlines for the movie were exactly the same. And then we just started working together. We started with the first scene, and I did the typing, I have to say that. But he plays all the roles. So I'm sitting there thinking a dialogue, and he's spinning around the room, mouthing this stuff, which is, as accurate as you can ever get, since I had Henry Hill on one side giving me everything I needed, and then I had Marty, who understood the nuance of the street, because he grew up in exactly that kind of world. He knew it. And you look at the body of its work and you see it. So that was, I think, the most pleasurable experience I ever had. I hope it was for him, too, in writing a script. And then we finished it, and Warner Brothers, Bob Daly, and Terry Semel were just terrific. Irwin was Marty's producer, so there were no blips at all. And until the end, when we showed the first screening, and 31 people walked out.
Really? Because of the violence?
Yeah, because of the. I think, or we then decided. It was probably the language. What happened was the first screening of the movie was in Southern California, in Orange County, I believe. And I don't remember where, but it was like in a very conservative, older community. And they went to see a movie. All of a sudden, you know, there were all these words and these, they were just not prepared for it. So people just got up and walked out, which sort of gave Warner Brothers second thoughts. But the reviews then came and vindicated the movie and vindicated Marty's work. And now you're watching it late at night when you should be sleeping.
Right. Noam's absolutely right. My girlfriend and I, whenever it comes on, you think you just drop everything. Doesn't matter if you're doing the dishes, making dinner, you drop everything and you watch Goodfellas till the end.
Yeah, so, don't you think the music is a critical part of that?
Yes. Absolutely. No
movie. I mean, it's like another character in the movie. I mean, Marty absolutely is a genius on music, and he knew it. I mean, he knows that music. And it just, when I first heard the music attached to the movie, I just couldn't believe it myself. It was just like, like a whole new layer to the book.
It's a great movie. Nick Pileggi, he wrote Goodfellas and Casino, another equally good movie. Love that movie. He's at work on a series about the New York mob for Showtime. Nick, we can't wait for that. I hope you'll come back when that's ready to go to tell us more about it.
Anytime, Michael.
Hey, appreciate the time. Thanks. The great Nick Pileggi with us here on Len Berman and Michael Reed in the Morning. Take care, Nick.